Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Shayna Farfel with Occupational Health. Today we're speaking with Purnima Uni, manager of the Pediatric Trauma Injury Prevention Program at the Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt. Purnima, thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Getting your driver's license as a teenager is sort of a rite of passage, but with this newfound freedom comes a fair amount of risk, especially in the age of cell phones and other electronic devices. Since April is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month, I wanted to discuss distracted driving as it relates to teenagers, sort of our youngest and most inexperienced drivers out on the roads. What are the most common types of distracted driving in teens, and are teens more likely to engage in distracted driving than adults?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think, first, it's really important that we understand what distracted driving is. So distracted driving is anything that takes your eyes away from the task of driving. So that can include anything from texting and driving, to passengers in the car, to putting your makeup on, to turning the phone. So all that kind of stuff falls in the realm of distracted driving. When we talk about the most common distractions with teens, we're usually talking about the phones. So, you know, there's a constant need among teens to stay connected. And so they're always on the phone, texting and getting in touch with their friends. So phones is a big distraction. Friends, a big part of driving, again, is the ability to carry your friends around when you're a teen. And there's a lot of research that shows that with every additional passenger a teen has in their car, the risk of a crash kind of goes up. And then music. Music is a huge factor. You know, they have their playlists and they're always wanting to change the playlist. So all these are huge factors when it comes to common distractions among teens. So you asked the other question about, you know, is it more dangerous for an adult or a teen? And the reality is that car wrecks are the leading cause of fatality and death for U.S. teens. It's especially true with newly licensed drivers. They're four times, believe it or not, more likely to get into a wreck than any other age group. So teenagers are deeply connected with their phones, and you add on the risk of a new driver, it kind of makes it more riskier than an adult driver.
What are the laws around distracted driving here in the state of Tennessee?
Interestingly enough, believe it or not, in 2018, there are over 24,000 crashes involving a distracted driver right here in Tennessee. And so we're very excited that Tennessee actually has a hands-free Tennessee law that got into effect on July 1st, 2019. So the law does state, you know, that if you're over 18, then you're not supposed to hold a phone in your hand or have it anywhere close to your body, that you're not supposed to write or send a text message out. You can't even reach for a cell phone. You're allowed to use a GPS device, but it has to be mounted at all times. And of course, you can use, like, hands-free devices are allowed, so, you know, earphones, earbuds. Now, if you're a driver under 18 and you're a newly licensed in that restricted phase or intermediate restricted phase, you're actually not even supposed to be on the phone at all. That's just part of their graduated driver licensing law. No phones allowed at all. Okay. So that's something parents have to be kind of aware of and talk to their child about. And obviously, role modeling plays a huge role in all of this.
Sure. And just circling back, so you had mentioned some of these already, but what are the hazards associated with distracted driving, and why is it important to prevent it?
Yeah. So, you know, when we look about it or think about it, it's really the statistics are really shocking. And I pulled some numbers just so that, you know, our listeners are kind of aware, because I think sometimes data speaks volumes.
Sure.
So according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, 3,000 people are killed by the distracted driving alone in 2017. And according to the Center for Disease Control, 9 people are killed and more than 1,000 injured daily. Daily as a result of distracted driving. So it goes without saying that distracted driving can have really devastating effects, from, you know, fatal injuries where, you know, you lose a loved one, or you actually can cause the death of a loved one, to you being getting involved in a serious injury where it can affect your whole life.
It can be really devastating. And so that's why it's so important to talk about this today.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of parents out there might be wondering what they might be able to do to keep their children safe from things like distracted driving.
That's a great question. You know, I have one who's 18 and one who's 21. And I know this can be a really scary time for parents if you have a newly licensed driver, or even if you have one who's been riding on the road for a while.
Sure.
So we will always recommend that, you know, be a good role model. You know, if you're out there with your child in the car, and that starts early on, put your seatbelts on and put your phones away. You know, the message can wait. There's nothing more precious than you and your family that you're carrying around. Make sure if you have a teen who's a new driver that you're kind of aware of the Tennessee graduated driver licensing law. Mm-hmm. There are several components to it as far as when they can drive, how many passengers they can drive, whether they can use their phone. So all good advice that you should be aware of as they're going through that phase. And there are a lot of good parent-teen driving agreements out right now where you can kind of sit with your teen and lay out what is expected of them in that learning phase. And don't be afraid, you know, to actually follow up and enforce it. If they don't follow a rule that they were supposed to, make sure you're able to enforce it. And if there's a punishment involved, there's a punishment involved, because that's how they're going to, you know, learn as they go on the roadways. And encourage them, really, if they have a phone, to use the do not disturb option on their phone, because what happens is they're going to be tempted if they see that light flashing or, you know, hear some message coming on. If you put that do not disturb application on your phone, then they're not even going to hear it till they reach their destination. So you can reassure them that none of their messages are going to be lost, but it's just making sure that they're not on the phone while in the car.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Teen Driver Safety Program here at Vanderbilt, or any other resources that you may be aware of that are available to parents and teens around Middle Tennessee?
Yeah, so we're very excited. In 2011, we started our Be in the Zone, Turn Off Your Phone Teen Driver Safety Initiative, and we're ever so grateful to the Allstate Foundation and Ford Fund for actually supporting our program since 2011, believe it or not. And the idea behind that program is to really encourage or increase awareness among teens about distracted driving and safe driving. So it's a kind of a unique hospital-school partnership. So what we do is we partner with schools in high-risk counties that we've seen in Tennessee. We encourage them to send some of their youth into our hospital. We run like a six-hour program with the teens on kind of all the different aspects of being involved in a crash, from the ED to PT to just hearing from an individual who's been impacted as a result of a motor vehicle crash. And then these teens become our champions of change. They go out into their schools and run a year-long anti-texting while driving campaign, or they're kind of motivating positive change in their peers. Mm-hmm. So this year, for example, we have 14 high schools across 12 counties participating, and we've reached more than 101 schools and more than 100,000 students since we started the program in 2011. So definitely come to our website. You can just go to Vanderbilt Children's Hospital Injury Prevention. It'll take you to our Teen Driver Safety page. Mm-hmm. And the page has other information as well on it, so that parents can kind of start this conversation with their teen.
Yeah, that sounds like a wonderful
We've had a wonderful opportunity to do that and touch as many families as we can. And like we always say in our world, you know, even if you can change one person's life, that's a huge deal for us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sharing this valuable information. I think we can all relate to these concerns, and it's important for teenagers and adults alike to have an increased awareness and, you know, their own strategy for how to limit distractions while driving. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you have a story suggestion, you can use the Contact Us page on our website at www.vumc.org/health-wellness.